A government committee heard from the North American Indigenous Games Host Society on Tuesday. Fiona Kirkpatrick Parsons, chair of the society, shared the positive impacts the games brought to the province in July.
So our organization set out, and internally we had these organizational priorities. We did communicate that this was all about making friends, playing games, sharing culture, and having a legacy that lives. Our mission is to bring together Indigenous peoples from across Turtle Island, welcoming them in the spirit of friendship, sport, and culture. And these are our values: culture, passion, experience, athletes, Miigwech, which means to be united, and Delasi, which you probably heard a lot when you were walking around town. And that is a big welcome. In Mi'kmaq, it means it's more than a big welcome. It's you come in, sit down, and join us.
Kirkpatrick Parsons said there was many firsts for the 10th ever North American Indigenous Games.
It was the first time a Prime Minister of Canada attended a North American Indigenous Games. As hard as that might be to believe, it is true. And we were very honored to have Prime Minister Trudeau here. He not only attended the opening ceremonies with his young son, but he also participated actively in the traditional opening at the canoe kayak event at Lake Binuk with his son. And, you know, he did it in a very humble way. And I know that he was well received by the community. And he was genuinely engaged. And I personally spoke with his young son, who was so lovely and delighted to be here. And I think that, to me, is, you know, bringing a young person who's the son of the Prime Minister to meet, you know, other youth who are from all across Turtle Island. I think that was just a really a beautiful gesture and a sign to us that there was, reconciliation in action. And I felt that was very important. And I know that was very much well received.
Brendan Smithson, CEO of the Society, says he looks forward to future games continuing to improve.
It's a movement. And it was important to us to keep that going forward. There's been some changes along the way that the games have also been lost. And so for us, one of the biggest keys was that I would say and have heard that 2023 was the best games that have ever happened. But we look forward to 2027 being better because we want people to build on the great work that's done. 2017 was the first games before ours, and we built on what Toronto did from that perspective. So for us, it's so important that all the information shared, and I've met with the Future Youth many times, and so has Fiona actually as well, in terms of making sure that some of the lessons learned along the way is shared, all of our documents and other pieces, because it's about the youth, and that's important to us to make sure that continues going forward from that kind of a knowledge perspective in terms of how we're sharing.
The economic report on the impact of the games is set to be released next week.